Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Bridging the gap between blindness and fashion.
Greetings everybody on VI Talk podcast, it's Emily Davison from Fashionista and welcome back to the fifth episode of VI Frontline 101, the series that aims to tell you all about some of my top tips for how to dress for situations that might be a bit more compromising when you are visually impaired. So, in today's episode we are going to be talking about everything to do with travelling on holiday. Now, this was going to be an episode which looked at dressing for the date night, but due to the fact that this is currently the summer season and I'm sure many of you are planning to go on a foreign holiday or a holiday in the UK, I thought it would be better to do an audio boo podcast aimed at looking at the holiday season for the time being, and the next episode will in fact be on the date night. So I hope you're okay with this rescheduling of things, because I wasn't too sure which one I was going to do first, but then I changed my mind and now this is how it's going to be. So okay, holiday seasons are great because you get to wear things you wouldn't usually wear, you know, things like caftans, you get to build up a really nice tan, you get to do so many fun things on holiday, but what is not fun is choosing what to take with you and choosing what to wear. Now, the reason I know this is because I've been on many different holidays and I always get that, you know, really annoying problem of what do I take with me, what do I leave, what are my necessities, what are my staple pieces, what should I take with me, what should I not take with me, and it just can become a real headache and can take the fun out of going on holiday for me sometimes, because I'm sure many of you know the dreaded baggage allowance that, you know, certain airlines permit you, and it's just a real hassle when you have to limit how much you're taking to like 20 kilograms or like 15 kilograms, because, you know, as a girl, I know I take a lot of stuff with me. I'm sure there are many people who like taking different things with them on holiday, and it's just a bit of an inconvenience for me personally, but I really hope that this episode will show you some of my top tips for how to pack on for holidays and how to look absolutely fantastic despite having a baggage allowance. So the first thing we're going to be talking about today is staple pieces. Now, when you go on holiday, it is so important that you have a few staple pieces in your suitcase that you can take with you and you can wear for different things and different outings and different days, you know, and you can take the pieces from day to night, and this will thus, you know, lessen the amount of baggage items that you have in your suitcase, and it will lessen the weight that it will come to. So personally, I would say that certain staple pieces, everyone's different, everyone's going to have their own personal staple piece that they like, and everyone's going to want to take different things with them on holiday, but I would personally say always take a really good evening dress that you can wear for different things. So whatever colour you like wearing, whether it be a maxi dress or a classic white dress or a black dress or something that you know you're going to wear a lot and you can wear with different things and it will last you throughout the holiday, I would personally recommend that. I would also recommend taking a few nice kimonos or caftans or anything you can wear on the beach to cover up when, you know, you don't want to get sunburn. I would personally recommend something like that, because a kimono or a nice little caftan or a thin, you know, just a thin little cardigan or something like that, it's really great to have with you because you can work it with different outfits and it's a real lifesaver, and it will just, it saves you so much time when you're planning outfits because you can take some more plainer items and just work it with different things and have it with different colours. So I would personally say go for something that's patterned and you can wear different colours. So say, for instance, it's got colours of like yellow and pink and blue or whatever in it, then you can at least wear a few different outfits with it and have a few looks out of that one item. Other things I would recommend that you take is things like a really good statement pair of shoes that you like. So you could take one for the daytime, one for the nighttime. So I personally would recommend, I would always take three pairs of shoes with me on holiday. One pair would be for the night, one pair would be for the beach / the pool, and the other pair would just be for generally walking around. Now, the nighttime pair would usually be a pair of strappy sandals or a pair of wedges or just some shoes that are quite comfortable but look really nice, and you know, that I can wear with different outfits. So I always usually take a pair of like tan wedges or something like that, because they look really great. For the poolside kind of shoes that I would take with me usually, it would just be a pair of plain white Havanas, or just a, you know, plain pair of white sandals if you don't like Havanas, or, you know, Birkenstocks, or just a, you know, a cheap pair of white flip-flops from like Primark or anywhere, anything like that really. It's just good to have that, because you can wear those for the beach and you don't really have to think about it, and they're comfortable and it will just, you know, suit the occasion pretty well. And then the third pair of shoes I'd usually take with me would be a pair of shoes like, say for instance, I was going to be wearing a lot of nude colours for the holiday. I would, you know, usually take a pair of like glittery sandals or something like that really, or a pair of white sandals, something like that, that I could wear with different outfits. So personally, for shoes at the moment, I would recommend that you look in New Look for the holiday season, because they've got some really great bargains at the moment. And you know, that's the great thing, if you go on holiday later on during the summer months, you can actually get some really good bargains for the summer sales, which is fantastic, which is what I would recommend. And it's just, it's a real lifesaver when you are trying to figure out what to wear and what outfits. You can always just buy a few new things and you've got a whole new holiday wardrobe in effect. So, I mean, that is it really for staple items. Personally, the top tips I would say is just go for things that you would wear normally in the summer. So go for like a kimono, a nice evening dress, a good pair of staple shoes, even a nice pair of shorts that you'd usually wear. Anything that you would wear for a few times over the holiday, and that you know you could work with different outfits, and you know it could fit into the wardrobe that you're going to be wearing. I would personally always recommend that you take that with you, because that is the thing that's going to help you when you're planning outfits for every day, and you know, changing your look and swapping your look up a little bit, because then also you can take accessories with you and things that will change the outfit, but it won't take up a lot and lots and lots of room in your suitcase. So now we're going to be moving on to things to do with actually what you're going to be taking, what's going to be the bulk of your clothing for the holiday. Now, I personally would say look at what trends are going to be in for the season that you're going to be in. Look at what you're going to wear a lot. Look at where the best sales are. Look at where the best bargains are. And just really gauge a feel for what you'd like to take on holiday with you. Because with a holiday, you can afford to buy a few cheap items and wear them for the holiday. So, say for instance you like the current tropical print we're seeing a lot of this summer, you could always buy a few tropical print bikinis for your holiday, or tropical print swimsuits, and just wear them for that, because they look really great, and then just team it with a nice white caftan or kimono when you're on the beach and you'll be away. So it's really good, I would say, to look at what trends are out there and just gauge where are the best deals for them, where can you find them, where are the best quality items. Because I mean, with bikinis, it's great to get cheap ones, but it's also great to get ones that are good quality, because I think with some bikini tops, if they're not good quality, they might not be as effective in kind of giving you a good cleavage or just holstering you up, I think, with some bikinis. But I mean, not all of them, but it really just depends on what you'd like to buy, because certain places like M&S or Debenhams are really good for classic staple bikinis and, you know, swimsuits that are really good. Whereas places like Primark or New Look are better for trending bikinis and things that you can wear that are quite current. So it really just depends on what kind of you would like to wear on holiday and how adventurous you're feeling, to be honest. So I think for holidays, it's so important that you all have a splash of colour in your wardrobe or in your suitcase for that time, because you are going on holiday, you are going to be able to wear different things you wouldn't usually wear. You can wear flip-flops, you can wear Hawaiian shirts if you want to. Now, don't knock the Hawaiian shirts, I personally love them. You can wear anything really, you can wear kind of really daring bikinis, you can wear anything that you wouldn't usually wear when you're in the UK, because this is your time to have fun, it's your time to get out of your comfort zone a bit, and you just really want to enjoy yourself. So, you know, I would say be comfortable, of course, be comfortable with what you're wearing, because that's what you're going on holiday for. You're not going on holiday to, you know, be a slave to fashion, you're going on holiday to enjoy yourself. But if you want to be a bit more daring, then feel free, and you can, because it's your time to have fun. So that's really what I would say on that matter when it comes to trends. Personally, for this season, I would always recommend going for things like pastel colours, because pastel's been really in. I would also recommend going for a lot of tropical prints, a lot of floral prints, because the floral trend has really been big this season. Also, things like metallics have been really in as well, so you can get some really good metallic tops and bikinis and really good metallic sandals. So I would really recommend checking those trends out. And if you want any details about the current trends for the season, then please go and check out my blog, because I did a whole spread on London Fashion Weekend and what was in for the seasons, and you know, you've got all the details there on everything that's in trend and everything that's trending at the moment. So please go and check that out. I will try and leave a link in the description below, and if not, I will point you via the VI Talk podcast Facebook group, and you can find out all the details via my blog. So it's up to you in what way you want to go and find out. So other things, when it comes to the holiday season, something that I think takes up a lot of room in a lot of people's suitcase is accessories. Now, don't lie, we've all done it. We've all taken another too many clutch bags or too many statement necklaces, too many bangles, and it's just weighed down the suitcase. And you get there, you put your suitcase on the baggage carousel, and you think, crap, it's over the limit. And probably the reason why is because we have too many accessories in our suitcases. So for that, I would personally recommend that you take one clutch bag, and in quite a staple colour. So if you're wearing quite a lot of tan, then take a tan one. If you're wearing a lot of silver, take a silver one. If you're wearing a lot of red, take a red one, you know, get all that kind of thing. Or if you can, take one that's got a lot of different colours in it, and it's got a lot of embellishments and multicolours on it. So I mean, personally, I would say places like Accessorize are really good for that, as are Monsoon. I would say New Look's really good for a good clutch bag. ASOS, anywhere you would like to get one. And it really just depends on what sort of your style is, because there are places that do really classic clutch bags like Debenhams, or places that do more trending ones, like I said, like Monsoon or Accessorize or even New Look or even Primark. And it just really depends on what sort of style, colour and theme you want to go for, really, when that kind of comes down to it. Now, the top thing that I would say really takes up a lot of room is the statement necklaces. And I'll tell you why, so many people have been buying them and taking them on holiday because they are beautiful. Statement necklaces are one of the best things, and they've been such a trending thing for the last few years now. But they are very heavy, and they can take up so much baggage space in your suitcase, and you probably wouldn't have even started on makeup and cosmetics and underwear and the really important things that you'll need. So personally, I would say two things. I would say take maybe two in different colours. So take one in more of a tan slash, you know, sort of warmer colour base to it, so you can wear it the more warmer colours that you're going to be wearing, and take one that's more of a silvery tone to it, or white, so that you've got two different ones to go for, and you can wear those throughout the holiday. Or alternatively, if you know you're going to be buying some statement necklaces for your holiday, just wait till you get to the airport and go to the Accessorize or the Monsoon or whatever place that's in there, and you can get them duty free, because you know, you might find that Accessorize have a sale on when you go on holiday, and that you can get some really good cheap necklaces for quite reasonable prices. And honestly, the necklaces that they have in Accessorize are really great, and you can still wear them next summer, because statement necklaces never really go out of fashion. So if you think that you're going to be wearing a statement necklace for the holiday and you want to get some, then just hold off until you get there, and that won't infringe on how much baggage allowance you've got. And I think the other thing is, everyone always forgets, you've actually got baggage allowance in your hand luggage, so you can always take with you a big, you know, rucksack or whatever you want to be taking with you on the plane, and put some of your statement necklaces in that, because, you know, you're allowed to do that. It's not like having cosmetics in there, because cosmetics you have to keep in your suitcase, really, so you won't get in trouble for having half a ton of statement necklaces in your rucksack, so don't worry about it. And the other thing I would say for taking accessories when you're on holiday is only take the things you know you're going to wear, because I've done it, my mum's done it, everyone in my family's done it, my friends have done it, we've all taken things on holiday and we've never each actually worn them, and it's just such a waste of good baggage space. So I would always say that really plan the outfits you're going to be wearing, plan a different variety each day, and you actually know what sort of accessories to take with you and what things you can wear with it, because that's the best piece of advice I could give you, really. I mean, other things you could do is always, you know, alternate it with a scarf or a smaller necklace, because, you know, little pendants and things look really nice, as well as, you know, the smaller necklaces that you can get and things like that, and it just makes it you know, a bit different. But, I mean, if you, like me, love your big necklaces and bangles and stuff, then you probably would need to just put them in your hand luggage or just put them somewhere else where it's not going to affect how much baggage space you've actually got. So now we're going to be moving on to things for toiletries, cosmetics, and anything related to personal care. So what I would first of all say about this is that you probably think to yourself you need to take straighteners and a hairdryer and big hairbrushes and all of that thing. You know, everyone does it, I do it, you know, I think, right, I need to take my hairdryer with me, I need to take my straighteners with me, I need to take my hairspray or blah blah blah. You don't need to do that, because I think everyone just thinks, oh, you know, my hair's gonna look awful on holiday, I need everything with me, I need to take everything, like my kitchen sink. But you don't. You could always just get one thing that you need, like a particular hair styling tool. You'll always find something that works for your hair type. I mean, take me for example. When I'm on holiday, I don't tend to curl my hair because there's no point, and it dries it out, and because I like getting in the pool a lot, I just think there's no point in taking my hair straighteners with me because I can't curl my hair, and that's my philosophy nowadays. So what I instead take with me is something that is called the Babyliss Hot Brush, and basically it's a rotating brush with a hairdryer function, and it just gives me nice big bouncy layers and big bouncy waves to my hair because I have layers cut in my hair. And that is really great for doing things like your fringe or your bangs, if you're American and like calling it your bangs, or your, you know, your side layers or anything like that. It's really good to actually style it with, and there's a review of it on my blog, which again I will try and leave in the description below. So, I mean, I would personally say just look at what's out on the market and what you could use to style your hair and not take up loads of room, because I just think it's a hassle of having to pack everything back in your suitcase. If you take loads of things, just, you know, don't forget you're going to have to try and pack that all back in, and you probably are going to be buying quite a lot of souvenirs on holiday, so really be sensible about what you're going to take to style your hair with. And I think the other thing is, you know, I would personally say take some really nice hair clips and things that you can put your hair up and, you know, style your hair and updos, because it's just really nice to have different styles when you're on holiday and not have to think about styling it and curling it and all that thing so much. So I would personally say, you know, take a donut for your hair maybe and put your hair in a bun one day. Just put your hair up in a messy sort of, you know, twist. Maybe do a sort of a bohemian waterfall braid, which is really easy to do. Anything like that would just make sure that your hair is just getting a break from the heat and it just looks really pretty in different styles. I would say do that. So, I think when it comes to things such as cosmetics and makeup, we all take so much makeup with us when we go away on holiday. But the top tips I would say for this is, one, always try and get as many samples as you can from counters and cosmetics companies to take with you on holiday and just save them. Like, you know, so like moisturisers and facial washes and anything like that, you know, perfume samples, just try and collect those. And then when you go on holiday, you can take those with you and you don't have to take massive big bottles of it or anything like that, because that's just the worst thing, having to take so much cosmetics with you, and it just takes up so much room, I think. And I personally always try and keep all of the samples I have over the course of the year for my holiday or for, you know, the time I have away, because it just saves so much room. You can also buy so many little, you know, tester pots or like mini sizes of things from like Boots and Body Shop, like, you know, body cream and toothpaste and like hair products, anything like that. It's a really good idea to just try and collect those and keep those on you and just save them for when you're going away, because that is a real lifesaver when you're trying to pack for holidays. And, you know, I think when you have little testers, you can always just throw them away afterwards, and it just gets, you know, alleviates a bit more space for you in your baggage case. Because I think when you take your big bottles of things, you have to put them back and you have to take them back with you, and it just makes so much difficulty when you're trying to pack to go back home. So I would always say do that. I would also try and say that, you know, try and get little tester pots of things and little tester pots that you could actually put your moisturisers and your eye creams and anything like that that you'll use, and just put them in that, so you've got a little bit of your favourite product from home, but you're not having to take the full size with you. And I would always say try and look for products that are very quick and efficient and don't clog up your pores so much, you know, but you know are good. So always stick with the things you know in terms of cosmetics. So I personally would recommend always taking a good eye palette with you, and I mean a palette, not a few eyeshadows, an actual palette that you can have different looks for the different occasions. Now, there are many up and down the market. You can get ones at more lower prices from places like Barry M, or, you know, brands such as B Range from Superdrug or anything like that, or Pixie Makeup, or you can get one of the more expensive ones like Urban Decay Naked Palette, which come in three different sort of versions. So they've got the classic one, the second one, and the third one. Personally, I like the classic one for the holiday. You could also get ones like the Too Faced Chocolate Palette, which is absolutely amazing. I love that palette, it's gorgeous. So it really just depends on how much money you would like to spend on a certain makeup product, or if you'd want to take it with you. But I would personally always say try and take a palette with you that you can use. Always take, you know, a selection of good lip glosses with you. I would never usually wear lipstick on holiday. I just think lip glosses is so much more flattering for the holiday, but you might disagree with me, which is fine. But, you know, this is what I would say. I am telling you everything I know based on my personal experiences, but you might feel differently. You might think, no, actually, I prefer this. But that's absolutely fine, because that's your personal experiences. This is only what I know and what I've been accustomed to. So I would always say just try and take the things that you know are good. Take a few staple pieces like good blushes, your favourite foundation, your favourite bronzer. And then just take some little samples of skincare products and things like that. And also take a good palette that you can work with different things. Now, something else I wanted to talk to you all about in this podcast today is fake tan. Now, fake tan, when you go on holiday, I would say you still need to apply it because it will start to fade. One thing I would say, though, is never, ever spray tan before you go away on holiday if you like doing a lot of water sports. Because I'll tell you the thing, I had a spray tan, it looked lovely, it was fine. But 3 days later, after doing things like scuba diving and, you know, banana boating and just swimming in the sea and in the pool, it went really patchy, and it's probably because the chlorine in the salt water. So if, like me, you're a water baby, I would say go with the fake tan from a bottle, because I find it's just better. It doesn't wear off as quickly and doesn't go as patchy, and it's a bit more even when it fades. I mean, other things you can do is just, you know, naturally progress it with things like a gradual tan. Like, I personally would use for a gradual tan the one from Superdrug's Own Range, because it's brilliant and it's cruelty-free. I mean, that's the other thing. When I talk about cosmetics, I have to talk about products that are cruelty-free, because part of my blog's policy, I don't talk about anything that's tested on animals, because I just don't like doing it, and I don't advocate, you know, buying products that are tested on animals. I mean, if people want to use certain brands that are, that's fine by me, you know, it's your choice, but I just can't talk about it. So that's why I don't talk about certain brands that are not cruelty free. So Superdrug's Own Range gradual tan is brilliant. Centropay, you know, gradual tan or instant tan or anything like that, they're really good as well. I also like things such as Body Shop's shimmer powder, which is really good for the holiday season. And really, there are many different fake tans out there. Everyone has different skin types, so everyone's going to like different things. So one person might like Fake Bake, whilst another person might like Centropay, or they might like to have a spray tan. So it just really depends on what your skin's like. But I have a very fussy skin because of my steroids, so I've, you know, found that certain fake tans suit me, and I don't really ever use anything else. I'm very kind of traditional when it comes to fake tan. I will stick with what I know, and that's because I think my skin doesn't take very well to new ones. So that's just kind of, I hope that clears up why I only sit to, you know, talk about certain brands, things like, you know, fake tan or cosmetics, because I can only talk about certain ones because of the fact that I don't advocate animal tested products. So apologies if that doesn't suit everyone, but, you know, that's just the way it is for me personally. But feel free to talk about other products that you've used on the VI Talk Facebook group. That's fine by me. Or, you know, just post a response here and, you know, talk about things that you've personally liked, because I think it's just good to get a different, you know, set of opinions, because everyone's going to want to use different things, really. Now, boys, you didn't think I was going to forget you now, did ya? No, of course not. When would I ever forget you boys? So, in terms of holiday essentials when you're away on holiday for visually impaired guys, I would personally recommend a few things. The first thing I would recommend is that everybody takes a few really funky print shirts, whether it be short sleeve shirts or long sleeve. Personally, I would recommend the short sleeved, in whatever pattern you like, really. Hawaiian print, tropical prints, anything that is a little bit out of the ordinary for you and is brightly coloured and is really fun, because you're away on holiday and you should want to have fun, and the brighter the colour, it really will bring out your tan towards the end of the holiday and look fantastic. Something else I would recommend is that you all take with you a few nice tops, whether it be t-shirts or kind of, you know, the Hackett styled t-shirts or Lacoste t-shirts, anything like that really, a few of your luxury t-shirts that you usually wear or luxury items that you only reserve for special occasions. I would personally take those with you. I would also advise you all to take with you your favourite deodorant, but nothing too overpowering, something really that's got a little bit of a kick in it and it has a kind of almost a citrusy scent to it, or something that's a bit more sharp for your holiday, but nothing too overpowering, because a holiday is really meant to be just a casual time and it's not somewhere you need to have loads of different aftershaves going on. So take your personal favourite aftershave with you just to spritz on during the time you're there. I would also recommend that you guys take with you some really nice flattering pairs of shorts. So I would personally recommend whether it be denim 70 shorts, or if you want to take with you a really nice fitted pair of cargo pants, that's a short style or something like that. It looks really, really nice for your holiday with a pair of flip-flops or a pair of nice espadrilles that's in the sort of that Toms style. And if you don't know what Toms is a certain style of espadrille which looks really nice, and there's also a review of it on my blog if you want to go and check that out. I will leave the link in the description if I remember to, but if not, then it's just if you go and log on to fashionista.com, you can find it on there. I would also really recommend that you take something really special jewellery-wise with you. So I know some guys like wearing long chains. I mean, I think it looks really flattering on a guy when they wear something like that, or whether you like wearing a certain signet ring or something really special with you on holiday, because it just adds that little kind of extra element to it. And I think usually for guys, when you're kind of in the UK and you're working, you're either in ties or overalls or some kind of uniform, that is, and you don't usually get the chance to wear any of your finery. So I think it's nice when on holiday to get away with wearing things you wouldn't usually wear when you are in the UK. So places I would actually recommend that you guys shop, I really think that guys always look fantastic in vintage clothing and particularly retro stuff. So things from the 70s and the 60s, particularly sort of cartoon t-shirts and Hawaiian print t-shirt shirts and pairs of vintage jeans, vintage shorts. It's really, really nice, and I think it's so flattering on a guy when they actually take the plunge and get something from the vintage shops, because it just looks so, so great. I would also say that when you're away on holiday, again, it's the same for the girls, just have fun, you know, don't worry too much about, you know, planning every single outfit meticulously. Just take some staple pieces with you that are key items that will last you and you can kind of take from day to day. So I think for guys, the staple items that you'll need are things like a few good pairs of denim shorts or our cargo pants, a good few pairs of shoes, maybe it's trainers or espadrilles, whatever you like to wear, and then just kind of match it up and swap it up with different tops and things to just give it a bit more of a summery vibe, and to just change your look around, because I think that's a really good idea. And you know what, don't be surprised if you are kind of talked in by your other half or by someone in your family to put fake tan on, because I do know certain men who put fake tan on and they love it. I mean, I think whatever floats your boat, if you like fake tan, then go ahead. And if you don't, then don't worry about it, because you will get a really, really, really good tan on your holiday and you'll kind of build up a bit of a tan during that time when you're there. So I think everyone's different and everyone's going to want to do different things, and it's just depending on kind of your comfort zone and what you usually wear and how brave you're feeling when you go away on holiday. But the key message is for both girls and boys, and you know, whatever age you are, wherever you're going in the world, just, you know, pack some really good items that are going to make you feel confident and special and like around holiday, but feel comfortable and confident and just have a good time. You know, let your hair down, have a drink, and just really soak up the sun, or, you know, if you're going away to the snow, soak up the snow, not too much though, and just have some fun, because that's what holiday's all about. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast today, and please let me know what you thought of it. If you've got any of your own suggestions to add to mine, then please either respond via the VI Talk channel or via the VI Talk group. So from me here at fashionista.com, I wish you the best holiday if you're listening to this for the purpose of your holiday, and I will see you guys soon. Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.